I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
A Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputy shot in a random attack on Monday night has died. Joseph Solano, 50 years old, had been in grave condition ever since a Utah man reportedly shot him in the head as he was awaiting fast food at a Jack in the Box restaurant while off duty. The alleged shooter, Rhett Nelson, is accused of opening fire on a downtown L.A. street and again inside that fast food restaurant. The shootings actually left two people dead, counting the deputy. A bill is now moving through Congress that would permanently extend funding for the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund. The House Judiciary Panel voting unanimously on the bill yesterday. It needs to pass the Congressional Budget Office before it can get a full vote in the House, but it is expected to pass. Tennessee authorities identifying an 18-year-old man who they say was secretly living in the attic of someone's house. Officials say Matthew Castro would sneak out of the attic at night to be with the 14-year-old girl who lived in that house. The girl's mother found the teenager when she came home and spotted him at the top of the stairs. He ran to the girl's room and then disappeared, but police came and found him in the attic, which had a door to the girl's closet. And Ford is now recalling over a million Explorers over a suspension issue. It covers model years 2011 through 2017, about 1.2 million of those SUVs. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
It's time for Legends of Success with John Resnick. Each week, John presents the most original success stories in America. Passionate and inspiring stories from some of the most innovative and successful entrepreneurs alive today. This is Legends of Success. Here's John Resnick.
And welcome to today's edition of Legends of Success, the program that brings you the exclusive stories of America's greatest entrepreneurs, CEOs, and acclaimed individuals, and how they made it to the top. I'm John Resnick, and I thank you again for sharing part of your day with us. You know, Steve Forbes recently said, on Legends of Success, you get to hear firsthand how they got there. And folks, that's what this program is all about. We find the inspiring stories, the inspirational stories of people that you can learn from, and hopefully it's going to make a difference in your life, whether you're in business or not. Now, today's program is an American classic, a world-class business born out of a small rural town in Pennsylvania and of all times during the Great Depression. Zippo Manufacturing and their Zippo Windproof Lighter may be a household name today, but I'll tell you, they sure didn't start out that way. Here with us, to share the story from the humble beginnings of Bradford, Pennsylvania, and the Zippo Manufacturing Company is the chairman of Zippo, George Duke. George, welcome to Legends of Success.
Well, thank you, John. It's a real pleasure to speak with you today, and I'm very honored to be on your program.
Well, you've got a great classic American story, and I'll tell you, we've done over, 150 of these interviews now, and as we're researching, I love the Americana flavor to this story. People are going to love it. Before we go back into history, give the folks who are listening an overview, a snapshot picture of Zippo manufacturing as it exists today, say sales, numbers of lighters produced, countries, and just a great picture, and then we'll go back in history and trace where this all began, George.
I'd love to, John. Zippo's been in business now for 72 years. We sell in over 120 countries throughout the world. We sell on all the continents of the world. Zippo is located in Bradford, Pennsylvania. It is our only plant that we produce lighters at, I'm proud to say, and our employee level is about 750 people from Bradford. Our sales are roughly about $130 million a year, and the numbers we produce between 13.5 million and 14 million lighters a year, which actually translates into about between 60 and 62,000 every working day.
Mm. Sounds like a full shift, George.
It certainly is, and we're very, very proud of, obviously, of the company and all the jobs and wonderful things that happen in Bradford.
We're proud you're an American company, I can tell you. And a statistic I researched said you're somewhere around your 400 millionth lighter that's been produced?
Yes, sir, it is. We celebrated our 400 millionth actually last fall, and so we're working toward the half a million, a half a billion, I should say. And, you know, over 72 years, you build a lot of lighters. And, you know, I might add, too, every one of those lighters is of course, covered by the famous lifetime guarantee.
And, you know, that guarantee, as we'll get into the story here in a while, folks, you're going to find out that lifetime guarantee was a necessity to set this product apart. And, you know, again, we keep bringing you stories time after time again. Great American success stories, and you're going to find the common denominators about these true CEOs, these Horatio Alger stories. Now, George, you're third generation. It was actually your grandfather that founded the company, correct?
That's correct, John. My grandfather, George G. Blaisdell, invented the lighter, patented the lighter, and started production in late 1932.
And what a time to start in the Great Depression. You know, people complain about how tough it is to go in business. I mean, what a time to begin a business.
Well, it really was. And I think, you know, starting a company like that, the odds are definitely against you into the Depression. And it makes it so much more difficult, obviously, to get your company established. He had the fortitude and the belief in the product that it would be a lasting product, but I must say that he had very, very, very difficult times in those initial years.
I'll bet he did. I mean, how in the world did he come up with an idea of the lighter? How did that all start, especially being not Bradford, Harrisburg, Chicago, wherever, especially wherever you are? How did he come up with that idea?
Well, at the time, in the late 20s, early 30s, my grandfather was importing a lighter from Vienna, Austria, and it was a rather crude type of lighter. It actually, it was a two-hand operation. You actually had to pull the top off. You struck a flint wheel to ignite the lighter, and then, of course, to extinguish it, you had to put the top back on. People would ask him, why would you have not a very good-looking product, George, that you're selling? And his reply was always that it worked. And he took that theory, it worked, and he set out to design a product that be good operated with one hand.
Yes.
And thus, you have the Zippo lighter with a hinge on it that is operated through a cam and a cam spring, and it allows the individual to operate it with a one-hand motion, shall we say.
And George, your grandfather, he wasn't, previous to that, he wasn't really an inventor. He was in a whole other business that I don't know how successful it was.
Yeah, Grandpa was actually had tried his hand in the oil producing business, of course, in Bradford. That was quite a business from early in the 1900s through into the 30s and 40s. There was a lot of millionaires that were made from the Bradford oil field, which was, I think, to this day even still the largest paraffin-based oil field ever discovered. Of course, a lot of people in Bradford tried their hand in oil. My grandfather tried it. He was extremely unsuccessful.
Is that right?
Yeah, very unsuccessful. I used to hear stories that he would talk about. Actually, he would turn in his chair at his desk and kind of kick a waste paper basket and think about all the money that he'd tried to put into the Blaisdell Oil Company that it just didn't happen.
You know, and that gives inspiration to other people that are listening. You know, and I've always said the definition of a failure isn't someone who tries and gets knocked down. It's somebody who doesn't give it a shot at all. You know, a boxer doesn't lose a match because he gets knocked down. The boxer loses because he doesn't get back up. And you don't drown in the water because you fall in the water. You drown because you don't get out of the water. And here's a perfect example of a man that may have had a failure and he just kept pushing on. Am I correct?
Exactly. And, you know, it's the old adage, nothing ventured, nothing gained. And he really, truly believed in this Zippo lighter that he invented. And he knew that it worked very, very well, and he even knew it worked so well that he put the lifetime guarantee on it. And how that came about was he had sold a lighter to an individual, sort of a friend of his in Bradford, and a couple months after he had it was not working properly. There was a small problem with the hinge, and he brought it back to my grandfather, and he said, you know, I'm having a problem with this lighter. It's not working the way it should work. And Grandpa took the lighter. He repaired it. Gave it back to the person. The guy said, well, how much do I owe you? He said, you don't owe me anything. He said, if I can't build these lighters a little bit better than this one right here, I shouldn't be in the business. Mm-hmm. And that's how he took that experience that he had, and he said, you know, every lighter I produce is going to have a guarantee forever. And that's how the guarantee started on Zippo.
I tell you, it starts with integrity. Our friend John Paul DeJoria, the co-founder of Paul Mitchell Hair Products, also started out in his industry. You know, there's a parallel here, a common denominator. He started out giving the very first 100% money-back guarantee of his product, which set him apart. And here we got your grandfather, George Blaisdell, did the same exact thing. I think there's a pretty funny story on how he actually discovered this lighter that was manufactured in Austria. It took place at a country club. I think you know about that, don't you?
Yeah, he was at a somewhat of a formal affair at this country club, and as a matter of fact, he was having a conversation with a gentleman by the name of Dick Dresser, who is from the Dresser family, who was also from Bradford, that is now the world-renowned Dresser Industries.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Dresser said to my grandfather, he said, you know, George, that's really quite a crude lighter that you have there, and he had just lit his cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
He says, why do you use such a crude type of device? And he said, you know, Dick, the reason why I use this is because it works, and it works very, very well. And he took that and said, well, I guess you're right, George. And then my grandfather took that on and said, you know, I can make this thing work better, and I can make it so it's a one-hand operation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really how he sort of started off into the Zippo manufacturing.
And so he got the rights to handle that in sales, and then he saw it, and he says, how can I make this better and actually build it better?
Yeah, he actually did. He looked at it and said, you know, the biggest weakness of this product was he had to use two hands to operate it. And he said, you know, I'm going to figure out how to make a lighter that you can simply reach in your pocket, one hand, pull it out, light your cigarette, light your tobacco product, close it up and put it back in your pocket by using one hand. And that was his goal, and that's how he came about to build or invent the Zippo lighter.
Well, it's the ability to see something and actually dream and make it better. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm John Resnick. You're listening to Legends of Success. Our exclusive guest today is George Duke, the chairman of Zippo Manufacturing. And when we get back, we're going to find out how this business took off from very humble beginnings with his Zippo lighter, George Blaisdell, our guest grandfather, and built into a world-class leader today. I'm John Resnick, and this is Legends of Success.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Hi, this is Steve Forbes of Forbes Magazine. When you want to learn who America's most successful people are, read our Forbes 400 list. When you want to hear firsthand how they got there, listen to Legends of Success with John Resnick. Legends of Success is one of the most original radio programs in years. Legends of Success with John Resnick.
We're back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. Today, we're having a wonderful discussion of the history of Zippo manufacturing. Everybody knows the name, the Zippo windproof lighter. But where did it all start? It started in a rural town of Bradford, Pennsylvania, population about 12,000, and is a world leader today. So you can't tell me you got to go to New York or Chicago or L.A. to make your fortune. Here's a family business still in the family that built a world-class operation literally from nothing. George, going back, we talked that your father saw this Austrian-made lighter that you had to use two hands to operate, but it was a windproof lighter, and he says, I think we're on to something. He obtained the rights to sell it, and then when he did, he said, I can make this better. So he started out his operations, I believe, in 1933, am I correct, in Bradford, Pennsylvania, to create his own manufacturing company.
Yeah, that's correct, John. He actually formed the company in late, this would be in November of 1932,
mm-hmm.
Actually started building the lighters in very early in 1933. He started his business in the second floor of a garage, a commercial garage, and it was called the Rickerson and Pride garage.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, it was about as modest of an operation as you can imagine. Started out with roughly three employees. Of course, they hand built everything. You literally hand built each lighter. The production figures that we can even tell back then was maybe if he built 15 to 20 lighters a week, that was probably a pretty good week. And so it was really quite amazing how he started out. And again, we're right in the middle of a depression.
And I understand he had some whopping rent to pay.
Yeah, he actually paid, he was paying $10 a month, and I think there was even occasions when he had difficulty making that rent.
I saw in an article from 1955 I dug up, my research, a great researcher, who was actually one of the folks in your office, and I got to thank them, Pat Grandy and Linda Meeben from Zippo.
Lemon
Maben. Yeah, I'll tell you what, they really came to my rescue. The research was good. But they said to me, they sent information, they said one of the first
good month's productions, George. I've got noted 82 lighters, and the revenue was $69.15.
Yes.
they were paying your grandfather's paying $10 a month, and they said, and the article said his first financial crisis was meeting the rent. So.
Yes. It was very, very difficult times for him, and I only wish he could be around today to see how successful the company is, but you know, here was a guy that just scratched and he clawed and he believed so much in the product. He knew it could work, but he faced enormous struggles to get this company going and to try and establish some distributions for the lighter.
You know, it even said that his first manufacturing equipment for soldering was a kitchen hot plate.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And believe it or not, that was one of the first soldering devices that he had there.
George, your family continues to build this business, and I'm not going to get away from the history, but I just want to take a sidetrack for a second. What sets the George Blaisdells apart from everybody else? You're at a time of a Great Depression. Here's a guy that had a vision, but to try to carry through the vision at a time of depression, he had no money. He couldn't make a $10 a month rent sometimes. What characteristics did he have to set him apart from everyone else?
Well, I guess you could say that here was a man that he had an incredibly strong character. He had an incredibly huge belief in people. I mean his employees. And I think you could say he had quite a belief in himself, too. And he knew that this product would work. He would just have to hang in there for a while to get it established. He probably hung in there a lot longer than I would probably have had the fortitude to do, and a lot of other people. I guess you could say he was somewhat bullheaded. He said, I'm going to make this thing work. I don't care what it takes, and I'm going to do what I need to do.
Great story. And you know, again, it just shows the common denominators of the most successful people we've had on this show. Somewhere when he started manufacturing, I just wanted to repeat that he came up with that 100% lifetime guarantee, which was really an impetus for his success, was it not?
It really was, because he made the commitment to a product that he believed in by putting a lifetime guarantee on it. But at the same time, he gave himself marching orders. When you guarantee each and every product that you sell to the public that is guaranteed for life, for the lifetime of the product, not, the person doesn't have to send in a sales slip or anything else, he is more or less giving himself, his company, marching orders to being sure that that lighter is built of the highest qualities, of the highest workmanship, and if he achieves all those things, he will not be seeing it back for repairs. And obviously, if every lighter he made came back for repair because of shoddy workmanship, the company would go out of business. So it really was something that probably he did that made the company.
He forced himself and the company to be the best of the best.
That's exactly right. That's a good way to put it, John, yes.
Well, it's a neat story. And so time goes on. There were several expansions. He got bigger. He eventually took the whole floor, bought buildings. And somewhere in the, I don't know quite what year this was, but one of his first big deals, I think, was to an oil company, his first big sales. Tell me about that.
Well, in Bradford, the Kendall Motor Oil Company was located. It was founded there. The Kendall family is from Bradford.
Mm-hmm.
And in 1936, which is really 3 years after the company started, he got his first what we call a promotional products order. And that is obviously a company's buying the product and having their logo put on the product so that they could promote their own business. And Grandpa negotiated with Kendall and talked to them and said, you know, this is a great product for you to give away to your customers. And in those days, there was very very few ways to decorate the product. And he set out to find a good way to imprint it, or I should say decorate it. He found a company that produced metal leaks. And metal leaks are very, very thin pieces of metal that are die-cast in a machine, and it actually punches out the image of a corporate logo. And then he took that metal leak and actually applied it onto the side of the lighter. And that provided the advertising feature for the lighter to give to other companies. And he started with the Kendall Motor Oil Company as the first order, and other companies saw this and saw what a great way to promote their business. And that's really how we started off into that facet of the business.
And which really grew. And as we get into the story later, we're going to talk about how diversified those logos have really become, the custom orders. If you're just tuning in, I'm John Resnick. This is Legends of Success. My guest today is George Duke, the chairman of Zippo Manufacturing, Pure Americana, a piece of history. By the way, how in the world did he come up with the name Zippo?
It's kind of a funny story. My grandfather was a devout Pennsylvanian supporter of the state of Pennsylvania. He also loved names that started with Z. Hmm. There was a company down in Meadville, Pennsylvania, that invented a product, and it absolutely revolutionized clothing, and it was the zipper.
Really? Out of Meadville?
Out of Meadville, Pennsylvania.
Incredible.
And my grandfather saw that product, and he just admired it so much. He thought, what a fantastic product. And in the process of making inventing this lighter, he had to come up with a name. And he simply took the ER off of zipper, put an O on it, and there you had a name that began with Z. There you had a name that could be remembered, and a very catchy name that would be easy to market. So that's really how it came about.
Great story. And, you know, I tell you, it's just, I find it fascinating to hear how these businesses evolve. I know coming up in a little while here, we're going to talk about if the Depression did knock him out and he was successful in building this business. Next comes World War II. And any of you history buffs know that when we went into World War II, the government put some pretty tough restrictions on our manufacturing. And we get back here in a second. We're going to find out exactly how George Blaisdell handled that challenge. A lot of companies are just put out of business temporarily for the war efforts, and you had to serve the government to save our country. We get back, we're going to find out exactly how George handled that. Again, my guest today is George Blaisdell's grandson, the current chairman of Zippo Manufacturing out of Bradford, Pennsylvania. Small town company, does good. And remember, if you have any stories out there of great success stories in America, I want to hear from you. Contact me, John, at legendsofsuccess.com, or go to our website, legendsofsuccess.com. I want to hear from you. I want to hear the stories you want to hear about. And then hopefully, maybe one day, we'll be telling your story right here on Legends of Success. We'll be back right after this.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump raising more than a few eyebrows in an interview that aired last night in which he said he'd accept dirt on political foes if it was offered by a foreign government.
Not an interference. They have information. I think I'd take it.
That from the ABC News interview, California Senator and Democratic presidential hopeful Kamala Harris reacts.
He is yet again open to the idea of working with foreign governments to undermine the integrity of our election system. It's outrageous, and it tells me the guy just doesn't understand the job and can't do it very well.
Dozens of officers injured during a protest in Memphis last night after law enforcement killed a man who was wanted on multiple warrants. When they tried to stop him, he rammed his vehicle into squad cars and then got out of his with a weapon. After they killed him, a crowd gathered to protest the shooting and things turned violent. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055, 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055, 800-854-1055, 800-854-1055.
You're listening to Legends of Success with John Resnick. For more information, visit John's website at legendsofsuccess.com. Learn about the legends, upcoming guests, get contact information, listen to the best of legends, see photos, and more. at legendsofsuccess.com.
We're back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. Today, my guest is George Duke, the chairman of Zippo Manufacturing. Everybody knows the Zippo name. It's a household word. It's a household product, the Zippo windproof lighter. But I tell you, it didn't start there, folks. It started with very humble beginnings during the Great Depression with George Duke's grandfather, George Blaisdell. And I tell you, the man had vision, he had guts, and he had tenacity. And again, he started in the very beginning. He was as George says, our guest today, he says he was a failure in the oil business, but that didn't knock him down. It didn't keep him down because he just kept pushing. He found a product he liked, and we're hearing a fascinating history of how this all began. When we took a break, we were getting into the time of around World War II, and George, at that time, wasn't there a big moratorium on manufacturing in America because you had to serve the war effort?
Exactly. When World War II broke out after the Pearl Harbor attack, of course, Zippo lighters were made out of brass. That was the outside case, and actually the inside unit was brass was used extensively. When World War II broke out, all brass went to the military for munitions, and brass was literally unavailable to make products out of. Grandpa had to switch to an inferior type of steel to build the outside case of the lighter and, again, to use on the inside of the lighter. There was always the story of the black crackle Zippo lighters that were available to the GIs during World War II. A lot of people said that they put the black crackle paint on the lighter so that it would not shine any light at night, would not give away a position of a soldier. And that's why the black crackle paint was on there. That is not true. The reason why it was on there was because the steel that he used was so inferior, you had to put something on it or it would rust.
Mm. And so that's where the crackle came from. You know, what I find fascinating is that we had a previous guest on who their operations were totally shut down because they had to make war products, you know, to fight, to save our country. But somehow your grandfather convinced the government that why don't we continue to manufacture these lighters and we'll get into the servicemen, which really, I think, helped promote your product worldwide, didn't it, George?
Yeah, it really did. All Zippo lighters built during World War II went to the government. Every single piece of production that came out of the plant went to the government for our GIs overseas. And it really did an enormous amount of goodwill for the company. The product was obviously used everywhere in the world that the fighting was going on. It was really, when you read some of the stories of the Zippo lighter and the GIs, it was one of their prized possessions that a soldier could have. Obviously, smoking was quite prevalent in the ranks, and having something to light with was, you know, the best of all worlds. And they really prized their Zippo lighter. How that came about, too, was my grandfather had a very close relationship with Ernie Pyle, who was the famous war correspondent. And Ernie Pyle talked about Zippo lighters in his articles that he wrote, talked about how the possession of a Zippo lighter to a GI was one of his most cherished items. And it really put Zippo on the map. It really did.
That's you know, it's funny. I have an excerpt from an article regarding that. It says, Zippo lighters lit smoking lamps and campfires in swamps and jungles, cook soup in helmets, and save lives as signal fires. Some lighters stopped bullets that might have proven fatal. One Army pilot brought his disabled plane to safety using a Zippo lighter to illuminate his darkened instrument panel. I mean, these are some incredible stories.
It really is. It really is amazing, all the stories that you can read back through in the archives and everything. It really is truly amazing, you know, especially the ones, too, that stopped the bullet that would have taken somebody's life and whatnot. And the other stories you hear, too, is, you know, lighter fluid to use in Zippo lighters, of course, wasn't available. What they mainly did was they tie a wire onto the inside unit of a Zippo lighter, dip it into the gas can of a Jeep, and then you had a refilled Zippo lighter.
Is that right? That's amazing. Yeah. Amazing story. But the important thing here is that over time, there were all types of challenges, and your grandfather, the company, yourself continue to face the challenges with creative and innovative ways to stay on top and continue. Because obviously over the years, you know, back in World War II, nobody knew smoking was bad for you. Now that you find out, hasn't that been a great challenge, and how has that affected sales?
Well, it has, and there's no disputing it. Smoking is on the decline in this country. There are health issues involved with smoking. Everybody realizes that. And so you do have to find certain marketing type ideas to continue to sell the product. As a lighter company, we do not encourage, nor do we suggest people go out and use our product to start smoking. That is not what our message is. We all realize that there are smoking hazards and that type of thing. But with the decline of smoking going on, we have opened up other areas of the business. Zippo lighters are extremely collectible to people.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people buying Zippo lighters, believe it or not, that don't smoke. They might have a collection of lighters between 50 and 100 pieces, and they maybe have never smoked it in their life, or maybe they smoked a long time ago or whatever. So the collector's business is very big. We have licensing programs that we do. A lot of people buy Zippo lighters because of the decoration that we have on the outside of it. So it's really quite an amazing business. But you need to find out. You have to find sort of different ways to have the product appeal to the public, other than just using it for smoking.
No question about it. By the way, I wanted again to thank Pat Grandy, your head of marketing. He sent me a small batch of Legends of Success lighters with the name and logo engraved right on them. They're absolutely beautiful. I want to thank you.
Well, I bet you, I don't know how many he sent you, but that's another interesting fact about Zippos. The collectors, they try and find out, and to some degree we supply the information, on how many lighters we have made of a particular design. If the run is very, very short, say 50 pieces, the collectability of that particular lighter goes up dramatically.
Is that right?
You might have a gold mine there, John.
Well, that's great. Tell them I'll sell it back to them for the right price. No, they're absolutely beautiful. And, we get back from this next break. We're going to talk about how you did diversify. And also, when did you come into the business? We're going to find that out and how each generation continues to carry the family-owned business. Remember, only a third of family businesses survive to the next generation, less than 10% to the grandkids. Zippo's strong and continues to thrive. You're listening to Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. Our exclusive guest today is George Duke, the chairman of Zippo Manufacturing, telling us the story of startup to survival to success to significance. You're listening to Legends of Success. We'll be right back.
American investors lost $3.7 trillion of net worth in the fourth quarter of 2018. When your portfolio's value decreases right before or early in your retirement, it can have a crippling effect. It's called sequence of returns risk, and it's a risk you simply cannot afford. We're Sound Income Strategies, and we're on a mission to help hardworking Americans transform their hard-earned savings into steady, predictable retirement income. Call now for free, no-obligation information to help you get started on your way to steady, predictable retirement income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Let's transform that risk into income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Sound Income Strategies, powered by the Retirement Income Store.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
telling their stories across America, from Maine to Hawaii, from Washington State to Florida. These are America's greatest success stories. Legends of Success with John Resnick.
We're back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick, and today we are having a discussion and hearing the history of Zippo Manufacturing with the chairman and CEO, George Duke. You know, George, we're discussing how this was started by your grandfather back in the Great Depression, and it continued to build. He overcame challenges. He's inventive, creative, innovative. And then along the way, somewhere you had to get involved in the business. And when did you start getting involved?
Well, I graduated from LSU in 1977, and had written to my grandfather asking him if I could come on board and be a part of his company. And so I started in the fall of 1977. My first position there was in the sales department, and I was actually one of the order schedulers, shall we say. It was a scheduling position for the plant, sort of a liaison between sales and production.
And so as you continue to grow, so you didn't start at the top slot, I take it?
No. I held many different positions. I was in the sales department, went into wholesale sales. I went into what we call the ad specialty division, which is the imprinting of the Zippo products, that type of division. Worked rather extensively there. And then I actually moved into overseas sales in the late 80s when our overseas sales just went through the roof at Zippo. It was really what made us... gave us the world, really worldwide presence in the marketplace from, starting in the late 80s.
And, you know, that kind of leads into what I was going to ask you next. As you've come in now to the business since the 70s, you've worked your way through, what great contributions or changes have you made during your tenure?
Well, as being chairman of the corporation, I identified shortly after becoming chairman that we needed a little bit stronger management at the top, and namely in the president and the CEO position. And so I had to make a management change there from a gentleman that had been with the company and actually a close friend of mine for many, many years, and brought on board our current CEO, Greg Booth. And he really rounded out the executive staff that we currently have at Zippo. And that has had a very significant impact on Zippo. Greg is a marketing background type person. He challenges people very well, gets along with people very well, and I think really got the horsepower put back into the overall company itself. And I see that probably as one of the biggest changes that I've made as chairman, and it's had some very, very good results.
Great. I'm John Resnick. You're listening to Legends of Success.
Wouldn't it be great to see your windows in a whole new light? Do it right. Call your local neighborhood experts. Budget Blinds. You'll get beautiful style and personalized service for every budget. We bring the showroom right to your home, so you can choose from hundreds of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. Plus smart home window coverings you control with the touch of a button. And with Budget Blinds, we do it all for you. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. So let's get your home a whole lot of gorgeous. Get your free consultation right at home. Just go online to budgetblinds.com or call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free consultation right at home. Now that's beautiful. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500
For more information about any of our programs or to join, NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
These are the stories and strategies of America's greatest entrepreneurs. They are the legends of success. Once again, here's your host, John Resnick.
Our guest today is George Duke, the chairman of Zippo Manufacturing. You know, George, things continue to change. There's also been some great diversification from what I've seen. I've got some materials here. I mean, you know, it's interesting. How in the world would you market a lighter to athletic clubs? And here we got the NBA with all their logos all over it. Whose brainchild was that? They're beautiful products.
Well, again, you get back, and I mentioned earlier in the show that a lot of the attractiveness of a Zippo lighter is what we put on the side of the lighter. A lot of the collectability is what we put on the lighter. We look at the front of a lighter as a piece of art, a canvas, we might say, of art. And the NBA are, of course, very, very popular designs, and people like to collect those. And that's what we do, is we approach various organizations and establish licensing agreements with them and go out and market our product that way.
George, what do you see now as some of your strategic challenges going forward as a manufacturing company with a product? How do you continue to diversify and come up with new ideas?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, you know, the Zippo lighter obviously is very, very related to the smoking industry, and the smoking industry is declining. We have done a lot of market research with the Zippo brand to find that the brand has very, very wide appeal, probably more wide appeal than we even thought of. And we're hearing from our market research that Zippo has a lot of directions. The brand itself has a lot of directions it can go in. We recently introduced a multi-purpose lighter, which is not related to smoking. It is more or less related to campfires and barbecues and that type of thing. We're going to continue down that type of road. We see opportunities in the grills, the outdoor grills. We're forming some relationships right now with people to establish those types of products. So these are the type of things that we've identified as the future of Zippo, and having the brand appear on, say, many different products that are not so tightly oriented to smoking.
As you look back at Zippo, I mean, everything's not always peaches and cream. What would you say the biggest setback or biggest strategic error that's been made in the last, say, 20 years that you had to rebound from? Anything you could talk about?
Well, I guess one thing that comes to my mind was in the last, say, 10 years, we ventured off in a direction of producing wristwatches, and I should say not producing. We had them made in Switzerland with the Zippo brand on them, made to our specifications. We thought the brand could go in that direction. We found out it could not. We had made a fairly sizable investment in having those watches built. We were not successful in the distribution of them. We did not know the watch business and probably should have done a little more homework on it. We had to, you know, fall back, regroup, look at some of our mistakes, know what those mistakes were, and on a go forward basis, not make those mistakes twice.
You know, and that leads me to another area. A good friend and a guest on this program, John Paul DeJoria, we mentioned he has Paul Mitchell Hair Products, is an avid fighter against knockoffs and counterfeit products. And I've heard you've had a little tussle yourself from time to time. How much of a threat is are knockoffs either coming from China or somewhere else that are really stealing from your coffers there?
Well, it is a big, big problem. I know there's a number of different companies that are trying to battle this counterfeit issue that's going on in China. The counterfeiting issue goes on from soup to nuts as far as what the products they might try and counterfeit. We have spent a lot of money joining with brand protection type people in China. We have become a member of what they call the QBPC, mm-hmm. Quality Brand Protection Committee. There's a lot of big companies on that, Procter & Gamble's, the Eveready Battery people, that type of thing.
Yes.
We sort of all get together and huddle up and try and figure out ways to identify where the counterfeiting is occurring in China and getting the support from the Chinese officials to not only go after these people, but to prosecute them.
Good for you.
That is much easier said than done, and it's much harder to do in that country, obviously, than it would be in this country.
George, another thing, we're talking about collectors as a big swap meet. Tell us about that, where it's at, and why is this thing such a big event?
Well, this is our swap meet. We hold it every 2 years now. It is international in flavor. We have people from all over the world here. It is a gathering of people who collect Zippo lighters. They bring their collections here to Bradford. We have a huge area set up, sort of a great big huge tent area in a field right next to our Zippo Case Visitor Center. And it gives everybody an opportunity to show off the vast collections of Zippo lighters that they have, and they actually swap back and forth. They sell their lighters to other collectors, and collectors buy their collections. And we have people from Japan. We have people from Europe. We have people from South America. It's really a fantastic event, not only for the company, but there's a lot of organization and events going on around Bradford in connection with this. So it's a really wonderful, wonderful thing.
And folks, if you want to find out more about Zippo, and I hear, by the way, when I went on the internet, there are so many collectors groups out there. It's absolutely amazing, and a lot of foreign languages are all over the world. Zippo.com, if you want to check them out, they're just an amazing website, and really, the collecting appeal is just unbelievable. George, there's a lot of people listening right now that are entrepreneurs or thinking about going into business, or maybe they're having a tough time with whatever issues they have. What advice do you have for them when they're hitting their darkest hour, their toughest financial moment?
You know, I go back to where my grandfather started Zippo, and I think about what was in his mind when he was having such a difficult time. And I guess what I would say to people is that when you get involved with something, and you know it's got the attributes that it wants, you know that it has success, you just simply have to hunker down and you have to believe in it. And there are going to be dark days. There's going to be very many dark days. But you have to just get through those dark days and look around the corner, because success is really closer than you think it is. And that would be my advice to people. And I take that from the experiences that I saw my grandfather go through. To have a company that is well known and world renowned as it is, And that's really how it got to where it is today.
Mm. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been speaking with George Duke, the chairman of Zippo Lighters, Zippo Manufacturing Company. George, thank you so much for the gift of your time and what you've done to help our listeners.
Well, thank you, John. It's been a real pleasure and an honor to be on the show with you today.
The honor is all ours, my friend. Thank you. You've been listening to Legends of Success. These are the most original success stories in America. We'll see you next week.
Missed part of this week's great Legends of Success interview? No problem. You can hear each week's show online on our website at legendsofsuccess.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services, and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-319-2629. That's 800-319-2629. 800-319-2629.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Navy responds after two foreign oil tankers carrying what the Pentagon refers to as Japan-related cargo were involved in a suspected attack off the coast of Iran. The Navy destroyer, the USS Bainbridge, receiving two separate distress calls and is now assisting crews from both of those vessels. In an interview last night with ABC News, President Trump says he would probably listen if a foreign government offered him, quote, dirt on a political opponent. He tweets today that he meets and talks with members of foreign governments all the time, and it's ridiculous to suggest he'd contact the FBI about all of the meetings. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer blasting the president on the Senate floor.
This is a president who says, Russia, come help. That doesn't prove collusion, but it sure proves that he doesn't mind foreign powers interfering with an election.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ken here from Income Store. I needed to take a minute just to brag on our almost 200 amazing employees. In 2009, we changed our tagline to, we can grow any business in any industry at any time. The world trusted us and helped us become a five-time Inc. 5000 honoree. Our 200 employees have done two major things at the same time. We manage 1,800 money-making websites and over 260 e-commerce sites for our client partners across the globe. 34% of Americans visited one of these assets last year. But at the same time, these amazing employees have stopped their life every single week and recorded videos and podcasts of exactly how we grow these digital assets. If you're looking to figure out how we do it, just go to door number one. It's free. You can study thousands of hours of material on how to grow your business. If you have money but no time, go to door number two. It's a bit pricey, but our managed services are absolutely incredible. You got to check out IncomeStore.com. Our 200 employees are absolutely amazing.
U.S. House Oversight Committee members voting to hold Attorney General Bill Barr and Secretary of Commerce Wilbur Ross in contempt of Congress after they refused to comply with subpoenas related to adding a citizenship question to the 2020 census. Ross says of it,
the idea that somehow this committee should have more power than the Supreme Court, more power than the executive branch, and more power than both combined, kind of rewrites the Constitution and the separation of powers.
Dems say the administration must be trying to hide something. Police in the Dominican Republic say the gunman who shot David Ortiz is in custody and that he's just one of several people who were offered about $8,000 to arrange for the killing of the former Red Sox superstar. Ortiz ambushed at a bar in his hometown of Santo Domingo on Sunday night. He's been flown back to Boston for medical treatment and is expected to recover. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A violent protest breaks out in Memphis, Tennessee after a wanted man is shot and killed by U.S. Marshals. when he threatens law enforcement officers with a weapon. The Tennessee Bureau of Investigation says the shooting happened at 7 last night local time. U.S. Marshals had seen the suspect with multiple warrants getting into a vehicle, and when they tried to stop him, he rammed his vehicle into the squad cars. They shot the suspect when he reportedly came out of his vehicle with a weapon in his hand. The reports are after the shooting, an unruly crowd began to protest, and at least 24 officers were injured when the protesters started throwing bricks, rocks, and bottles at them. At least 6 officers were taken to a hospital because of it. The son of a sheriff's deputy accused of burning down 3 African-American churches in Louisiana is being indicted on federal hate crime charges. Federal prosecutors say 21-year-old Holden Matthews faces 3 counts of intentional damage to religious property. The indictment says the fires were set because of the religious nature of the buildings and not because of race. Holden is accused of setting fires to 3 churches earlier this year and already pled not guilty to state charges in the case. And the St. Louis Blues and their fans are celebrating their first Stanley Cup championship, beating the Bruins of Boston 4-1 in Game 7 last night in Boston. And remember, we're online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat.
Good grammar and spelling are important. But if
come on,
you want
Steve,
to...
We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat.